A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is Tuesday, 15 November 2022. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, The Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. Okay, as usual, we will have our physical puja. Let us gather, then we will make the puja offerings. Namo Bensi Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bensi Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bensi Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Na Na Ami Tho Fo. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Mila Fo. Namo Mila Fo. Namo Mila Fo. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato
Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Amesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surame raya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, you all can be seated. Shall continue our chanting from the Padipa Puja onward. Padipa Puja, offerings of light. Ganna sarapa dittena dipena tamadang sina tilokadipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudhang Kanda sambarayotena dopena hang sukang hina puja ye puja niyang tang puja bajana mutamang panna kanda kono petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindas Siri pada sarorohe puje mi betang kesumena nena ponena metena cehotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bawang Adivase tu no bante paniyang parika pitang anu kampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang divase tu no bante pale parika pitang anu kampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante pojanang parika pitang anu kampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Okay, we are now chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offerings of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body. We will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May this merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Puja. Bhutang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Just relax body and mind. Be at ease, then maintain some form of awareness within or attention. silence your mind. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then just maintain awareness. To be aware is just to be alert. Just attentive, aware, alert, before the knowing. And continuously maintain awareness. Whatever arises, aware. The moment you aware, finish. Don't continue the thinking. So through this training, your mind can settle down, because when it doesn't think, it is just aware. So the four support are very important. Relax, aware, maintain awareness until it stabilizes. Then the last one is trust the nature to develop the awareness-based meditation. Means silent everything and let the nature meditate. Most of the time when you have stabilized your awareness, you would be able to actually stay at your object of meditation naturally. And your object of meditation will have become very subtle or very still. And most people, if you are doing anapanasati, you will fall to your mind base. Then you can maintain awareness around your heart area. And whatever that is prominent, like any vibration or your heartbeat, you can detect them through your awareness without the aid of anything. Just stay with it, aware there, until the mind becomes very quiet, very still. And all sankhara, thinking, verbalization, chattering, all will stop. When all of this mental chattering or what we call verbalization has stopped, means your mind has become quiet, tranquil, and still. So when the mundane mind does not move or arise or stir, means there is no mental activity, then you will realize your awareness nature, which is your true mind, your silent mind. And that is the mind that can understand, develop the meditation. That is the mind that can insight into phenomena and awaken. So develop this awareness within, stabilize it until it becomes very clear. And when it stabilizes, the cultivator of the way will understand what is the two mind, the true mind and the mundane mind, the thinking mind. And the thinking mind is the one that is creating. It arises dependent on condition. That one is condition arising, causal phenomena, dependent originating. So to meditate is to see this clearly, develop the understanding so that you understand clearly what is going on within the moment in life, within our own form of mind. Through all this observation, understanding, we will come to know clearly who are we, what are we, what is this so-called human being all about, the five aggregates of form and mind as taught by the Buddha. All this will become clear to you. Then you can also see their universal characteristic through such observation with the silent mind or the awareness nature within. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states that you need to maintain throughout the day. so that we can make use of it to develop the daily mindfulness, to stabilize our inner awareness in the midst of life, leading to heedfulness. Invocation to the devas. In this universe in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiyakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadang Dhammasavanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanankalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti beso bhagava arahan sama sambuddho vijacharana sampanno sukato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabbo Vinohiti Supadipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Ujjupadipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Nyayapadipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Samichipadipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Yadidam chatari purisa yogani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sakkasangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttaram Punyam Ketam Lokasati Sadhu 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 At page 392 of the hard copy here. Volume 3, Chapter 2 of Master Xuanhua's Commentaries. The Buddha has spoken but one principle of liberation, and we had already obtained this Dhamma and realized Nibbana. So this is a Sutta. So the meaning is we of the sound hearer vehicle have completely realize the doctrine of the principles of liberation, means the realization of Nirvana, and rely on it to develop the cultivation. We have already gained the, here they put bliss of Nirvana, But actually, when you realize Nirvana is complete cessation, there is no suffering, no bliss, nothing. It's just that cessation. But people tend to translate that Pali word that the Buddha used, Nibbana Paramang Sukhang. So they thought it's the highest bliss or peace. Actually, it should be the highest bliss, peace, P-E-A-C-E. It's not a blissful thing. Anyway, it's just the translation. Then the sutta said, now we do not understand the Buddha's intention. Which means the Buddha now say that his previous teaching was not the ultimate final teaching. It's just an expedient device. The initial skillful means. It was not. Oh, here I think the translation is wrong. Is it? It was not true and real. No, it's still true and real, but it's not ultimate. Then they mention the Buddha had lectured us all into like a daze, and we do not know what this means now. Ultimately, what is the true principle? What is the Buddha's intention in mentioning all this? Then is what he now saying is the ultimate. They use the word correct. The Dhamma the Buddha spoke previously, before that, when they inquire what's the Buddha's intention, they say we have already got doubts. The Dhamma the Buddha spoke previously, were they incorrect? Then is what he is now saying going to be correct? Actually, the word is wrong. It's not ultimate, not to say correct or incorrect. Both are correct. Even though they are, the word they use is not so correct. Even though they were incorrect, it's not to say incorrect, not so ultimate. They still brought us advantages. Means the sound hearer say that they still managed to certify to the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third and fourth stage of arahantship or sainthood. Now, if there is, again, they use the word incorrect, it should be not ultimate, then most likely the fruits we have certified to are false as well. This one is what the sound hearer mentioned. Then they say everyone has doubt. So here I have to explain a bit. Because the initial teachings as taught by the Buddha, as you all know, are just a handful of leaves suitable for awakening to the sainthood way. Means to realize the first stage of sainthood, which is Sotapanna shape. The second stage of sainthood, Sakadagami shape. And the third stage of sainthood, which is Anagami shape. And the fourth stage of sainthood is, of course, the Arahants. Maybe I will make use of this opportunity today to explain further a bit about this four stages of sainthood. Because that day I received a question from one of the Kayamita from Malacca. I think it's Sister Joey. She texts me, then only I realized that not everybody understand what the Buddha meant when he chanted the salutation to the Sangha. Then she sent me their version, I think, the one in Malacca. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho. These are the four special conduct or virtue of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. So the Pali one is no problem. You have Supatipanno, Ujjupatipanno, then Nyayapatipanno, then Samijipatipanno. But the translation is not so correct. The first one, he said, well attained is the order of the Blessed One's disciple. It should be of good conduct. So that one, make a note, Joey, if you are listening. Then the second one is correct. Of upright conduct is the order of disciple of the Blessed One. Then the third one is of wise conduct. Yeah? But here they translate as well attained, upright, wise. They miss out the word conduct. And the last one is of dutiful conduct. Again, they miss out the word conduct. Yeah? That's why she finds it very difficult to understand. These are the qualities of the four stages of sainthood, the enlightened beings, when the Buddha taught the sainthood way. So if you are developing the cultivation of the sainthood way, then you want to check whether you are on the right path or not, whether you have realized the correct enlightenment or not, or awakening or not. Then you check whether you have these four very, very well-developed conduct or not. Of good conduct, then upright. Upright means righteous. Good means wholesome conduct. Then wise conduct, they have very great wisdom. Then, of course, finally, is of dutiful conduct, means they understand their right duty with regards to complying with the nature's law that governs life and existence within our existential world, means the law of karma and honest thing. So they have these qualities or beautiful conducts. Yeah. Then after that, she asked me, what is the meaning of the four pair of person and the eight type of individual who are worthy of offering, worthy of hospitality, worthy of gift, and worthy of reverential salutation? And if you were to perform this, it is an incomparable field of merits in the world. So, surprisingly, I think quite a lot of people do not really understand what enlightenment of the sainthood way means. So here, the four pairs of enlightened beings or person and the eight individual, they are the same. Because there are four stages of sainthood. So every stage of sainthood, like the first stage of sainthood, when you realize sotapannaship, initially, you will realize the path. Means, you enter the path, develop the enlightenment of the sainthood way, but it has not stabilized. Means you have not completed the training. So you have not realized the fruition of it. So every of this enlightenment of the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood, and the fourth stage of sainthood, there are two types of individual. The first one is when they are on the path, they haven't realized the fruition of it. Means they know what that sainthood way is all about already. It means they have realized, take for example, sotapannaship, the first stage of sainthood. So the first three fetters that they manage to break free, they normally break free sakkaya ditti, self-delusion. Yeah. Then as they break free from that, they are already on the path. And as they continue to cultivate, they develop more and more stable understanding of the sainthood way, which is as a sotapan, he or she may have already realized what sakkaya ditti is, means self-delusion, the non-self nature. They already had the understanding, but not stable yet. Not stable yet. Then, of course, their faith also will be unshakable, the faith in the Triple Gem. Then because of that, their ability to develop such understanding will prevent them from believing the rites and ritual that people say. Like, take for example, you tell them after you die already, you will become a hell being or what, or you will go to unfavorable places. Then they will like ignore you, or they just smile at you because you don't understand. Hey, no you, hey, no me. They know. That one is a form and mind. That take rebirth one is a separate entity. But the true understanding is, hey, no you, hey, no me. Because that form and mind is an impermanent phenomenon. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity where you can cling on to, grasp on to, and say, this is me, this is I. Then when it dies, it becomes what, become what, become. No. That one is just a phenomenon. When death occurs, separation of form and mind. They will know. They will know. But the clarity of that, they still have to develop further, the stability of that. Because they know it's not a perfect, unchanging entity. But the detail of what happened, like the rebirth consciousness, how it takes place and all those things, that one you need to develop stability of understanding. That's why when you are on the path, you continue to cultivate until the first stage of sainthood become very stable. Then that anatta nature or non-self nature become very clear to the individual. Of course, he already break free the factors, even those on the path, and realize friction, the first three factors is gone. But they have developed more stable understanding of what this first stage of sainthood cultivation is. Then after they continue to develop the cultivation understanding, they will break free the other factors. The second stage of sainthood is more easy, more gradual. After first stage, you only need to attenuate or reduce the fourth and the fifth factors, which is sensual desire and ill will. You don't have to root it out yet. Then you will realize the path and fruition of Sakadagamiship too. Then after that, you have to root it out to realize Anagamiship. So up to the stage of anagami, the first five factors is still relatively quite easy. I use the word relatively easy because people who don't understand say, you mean to become enlightened is very easy. No, I mean relative is compared to the Bodhisattva way. This one is relatively easy. But of course, to realize arahantship is a bit more difficult. Because the last five petals are very subtle. Not easy to break free. Like attachment to this form and formless rhyme of jhanas, the jhanic experience and all saying the form rhyme, form jhanas and the formless jhanas. You have people who develop them tend to hold on to them, cling on to them and love to go into it. Because you experience a lot of peace, a lot of calmness, a lot of pity and all those things. And these states are very beautiful energy field. But it is still a fetters. If you continue to hold on to this, you will take birth in the Brahma rhyme, the form rhyme and the formless rhyme. That's why you will not free yourself. Then the next two is also not easy. Seven and eight fetters. They call it the minor conceit. Oh, sorry, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Minor conceit, mana, and restlessness of mind. These two are very subtle. As a sotapan, at the first stage of sainthood, you know it's anatta. But the mind state of the mundane mind, that the form in mind is using to live life, they will still have very subtle minor conceit. The thought process still hold on to that. So to root out that is not easy. Then the mind that is not completely free of avijja or ignorance can still develop what they call restlessness of mind. Their mind for no reason become restless. Of course, sometimes for those who develop cultivation, they will know. The cultivator of the way, sometimes they will be tested. Then for no reason, their mind become very wow. Then it swing here and it swing there. For those who are not arahant yet, this thing happen. That's why they have to actually walk towards it and break free from it. So to root out the last five factors to realize arahantship is not easy, actually. But compare to the bodhisattva way, where you cultivate for aeons and aeons and aeons to perfect yourself, to develop the 10 perfection, to realize sammasambuddhahood, this sainthood way is relatively easy. Like the Buddha said, it's just a handful of leaf. Means the essential Dhamma that the Buddha had taught you. But what he has taught you are just the handful of essential Dhamma that you need to realize the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood, and arahantship. Means no more rebirth of the segmented life. Means your holy life is lived. No more suffering. No more becoming. But what the Buddha wants these people to understand is there is another way, which is the longer way, more ultimate way, to realize very extensive understanding of life, the understanding of evolution, consciousness, etc. So that one, you need to perfect yourself over a long period. And your cultivation need to be very, very extensive. That's why you have to keep on coming back for eons and eons of birth and death. And you have to really develop the countless, very, very extensive experience, perfection, realization, penetration of truth and all those things. Then when you are able to complete all those things, then you can become a special being, Sammasambuddha. You have a nature that has the ability to understand the fully enlightened one. Not only enlightened, but fully enlightened, perfect in virtue and wisdom. So that is the path that the Buddha wants to teach them. That's why he finally expounded this wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing for the assembly. So this sound here, the sainthood way people, they have doubt. In fact, it is true. If you are so attached to your own cultivation that you don't believe there are other possibility and cultivation, then to you is finished, no more. Arahant, no more rebirth, that's it. Liao sen si means you have overcome birth and death. You have developed the enlightenment, the realization, no more suffering. But then, only that life. After that, you cease to exist. Is that what you want? I mean, it's a choice. But whatever it is, the form and mind that realize the sainthood way, even arahantship, they are impermanent. Not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why he know you, he know me. That's why it is not what you think. There is no one to be enlightened. That one is just a form and mind. But because that form and mind went through that transformation, through the cultivation, it developed the wisdom with the wisdom connected to that form and mind, you can see that form and mind is an arahant, but he is not you. It's just a vehicle and tool for you to come to develop the cultivation and the realization and the perfection, of course, the karmic nature and the spiritual nature. And this one is just a very minute aspect of cultivation, whereas the full development of the totality of Sammasambuddhahood cultivation is the Bodhisattva way, which is a very, very elaborate and long process. So hopefully with this explanation, you all can develop better understanding now. Then regarding the salutation to the Sangha, hopefully by now, you all have more clear understanding. Okay, we continue with the sharing. Then now I read on the next part, then you all can understand better. So the next part of the sutta say, at that time, Sariputta, realizing the doubt in the minds of the four full assembly, means most of the cultivator, bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasika, upasaka, including the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood, and the fourth stage of sainthood, and also the Pachika Buddhas. So I read again. At that time, Sariputta realized the doubt in the minds of the four assembly and himself not yet fully developed the understanding too. At that time, Sariputta was still an arahant and I think just about to start walking the Bodhisattva way. So he addressed the Buddha by saying, for what reason has the world-honored one repeatedly praised the foremost expedient devices of the Buddha and the extremely profound and wonderful Dhamma, which is difficult to understand? So he was asking the Buddha, he said, why do you initially praise the expedient devices or the initial sainthood way cultivation that you taught us? You praise it and say they are the foremost expedient way or devices of the Buddha. And now you start to bring forth the extremely profound and wonderful ultimate Dhamma, which is not easy to develop understanding. Then Sariputta continues it, from the past onward, I have never heard the Buddha speak in such a way. He's having been with Sakyamuni Buddha for so long, he hasn't heard him speak that way until this particular assembly. He said, presently, the fourfold assembly, he used the word all has doubt. It's not all. Most of them has doubt. I only pray that the world honored one will expound upon this subject, means make clear to the assembly. Why has the world honored one repeatedly praised the Dhamma, which is extremely profound, subtle, and hard to understand? Means the ultimate Dhamma. Okay, then the outline, there are some subheadings. Requests for help to resolve doubt. Then the first request, then the prose, the doubt was presented, then the request. So now we go to the commentary. He knew that all the disciples had doubt and that their minds were confused and muddled. But although he was so intelligent and wise, he also did not understand the state of the Buddha either. So the text say, means this is how the sutta say, Sariputta, realizing the doubt in the mind of the fourfold assembly, starts to develop the questioning and inquiry. Then the next part of the sutta say, and himself not yet fully understanding, he addressed the Buddha saying, for what reason has the world-honored one repeatedly praised the foremost expedient device of the Buddha So here the explanation is, in such a way repeatedly extolling and lauding them, means praising them, praising the foremost expedient devices. Then the next part of the sutta is, and the extremely profound and wonderful Dhamma, which is so difficult to understand, meaning it is so deep, so fine, and so subtle, the ultimate way, so hard to understand or comprehend. This wonderful Dhamma, or the real wisdom, means the ultimate practice, the ultimate Dhamma. Then next part of the sutta say, from the past onward, means I have been following Sakyamuni Buddha now for over 40 years. It took 8 years to speak the flower Dhamma, wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta, and 1 day and 1 night to speak the Maha Parinirvana Sutta. He used spread the palms, the handful of leaves on which they were written out end to end, they would stretch across a distance of 8 miles. This one is, I think, commentaries by Master Xuan Hua. Anyway, I read on the commentary. Sariputta had been with the Buddha for over 40 years, and he had doubt. When the Buddha was in the world, some of his disciples believed in him, but some had doubt. However, they all wanted to study the Buddha Dharma. They listened to the Buddha speak the sutta, and they cultivated under him. They never left him. That is why the 1250 disciples are called his constant retinue. In every Dhamma assembly, Sakyamuni Buddha always had, at the very least, 1250 people as his audience. Even if they did not understand the doctrine he was explaining, they still investigate the Buddha Dhamma and came to listen. So the text says, from the past onward, the word past tells us that Sariputta had been with the Buddha and never left him. He listened to the Buddha Dhamma every day and studied it every day. Then the sutta said, I've never heard the Buddha speak in such a way, meaning, when you spoke the Dhamma before this, you never said such important things. Nor did you keep praising and extolling so sincerely like this. Then next part of the sutta says, presently the fourfold assembly all has doubt. Means the entire assembly of disciples has given rise to doubt now. They do not know where their confusion came from, and they do not know where it is going. They do not know where to begin, which Dhamma to cultivate. This is a serious problem, and so I only pray that the well-honored one will expound upon this subject and elucidate this matter in fine detail to clear up the doubts of those present. Please do not leave us as it is, standing on the fork in the road, not knowing which way to turn. Then the sutta continued, why has the well-honored one repeatedly praised the Dhamma, which is extremely profound, subtle, and hard to understand? Why? Why do you? Sorry, we do not understand. And so we ask the Buddha to be compassionate and to instruct us. We respectfully await the holy instruction. Okay, so that part is finished. So next part of the sutta. At that time, Sariputta, wishing to restate this meaning, spoke verse saying, O son of wisdom, great honored sage, long have you waited to speak this Dhamma. And the commentary explained, what is meant by the son of wisdom? In this world, the light of the Buddha's wisdom is like the light of the sun. So that is the meaning. And the great honor sage means the Buddha is the God among gods, the sages among the sages, Thus he is called the great honored sage. Before the Buddha appeared in the world was without the Buddha Dhamma. A world without the Buddha Dhamma is like a world without a sun. Without the sun in the midst of night, we are all in darkness. When the Buddha appeared in the world, it was as if the sun has ascended into space, dispersing all darkness with its light. What does this mean? It means before the Buddha appeared in the world was without two principles, means the teaching. It was not that two principles did not exist, but rather that no one understood it. True principle, of course, neither come nor go. However, if no one points it out, people who have been sunk in confusion for so long will not perceive it. So this one is very true. It's always mentioned the Dhamma that the Buddha expounded was realized by him. But the Dhamma was there even before his enlightenment. The Dhamma is true. Nature is true. Everything that can explain the way things are is the Dhamma. So the Dhamma was there before the arising of the Buddha. But we need the Buddha because he is the one who has perfected himself, developed all the cultivation, perfection, and understanding. Only he, the Samasambuddha, without sasana, can expound the Dhamma, can come up with this understanding and teach the teaching in such wonderful way. That's why the Buddha is very unique. There we go on. What is the confusion that people are sunk in? So here they use the Dhamma to explain it. The five sensual desires. Desire of the senses means the external form, the sound, the smell, the taste, and tangible objects. These are the objects of the senses. They are also called the five dust or five desire. Form. No one is able to see through and break his or her attachment to form. People are attached to form. Anything with shape and appearance is considered form. But among such shape and appearances, people select the good ones. People do not like the bad one. They pick beautiful form because they enjoy them so much. They sing drunk with the object of form. So here, I think we have to explain it slightly different. This is just a general explanation by Master Xuan Hua. See, I have taught you all in the early day, form Dhamma and mind Dhamma, if you may recall. So when it comes to form, it's actually not easy to break free from form. Because form develop form delusion. When you cannot see form, you cannot see true form. That's why you have to realize that form Dhamma can give rise to form delusion. And you cannot see form, you will not be able to see the unreality of form. And you cannot see the unreality of form means its universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, or impermanent, suffering state, and non-self, empty nature. Then you cannot see beyond form. So there are three phases of cultivation. First, is to see form. See got many meanings. Mundane seeing is also seeing. Direct seeing is also seeing. Ultimate seeing with the wisdom is also seeing. Means transcendental seeing. So ability to see form is very important. Then there are external form. There are mental form. Then there is nature's formation within external form. Then all this form need not necessarily have solidity and appearances. Like vibration, sound, all this, the sense data, they are not solid. Yeah. Even taste, smell, tactile, and all those things. Yeah. So when we perceive form, we need to have mindfulness to understand what perception is and how the process of paticca-samuppada, dependent origination, how they actually happen for us to understand. That's why I always share with you all. When you understand the Buddha Dharma, then you will understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Basically, we have to go back to the senses and the consciousness trapped inside. Then how do we know the world? We know the world through our senses, through our mind making contact with the senses and triggering of the respective sense or consciousness. If there is no seeing consciousness, no hearing consciousness, no smell, taste, tactile and thought consciousness, then you are like a vegetable, understand? You cannot know things. So how do you know the world? How do you interact with the world? You need the senses. That's why all of meditation is to develop mindfulness to observe the movement, the activity. When you observe silently, you develop the understanding of how you become what you are deluded into. How your mind stir, how fear arise, how the negativity of mind state arise, how you are conditioned into all these states. You see them happening within your own sakkayaditti, avijja. So all this is what meditation is all about. So ability to see form, then to realize the unreality of form, you need to silence your mind, develop the mindfulness, the awareness, then to develop the awakening, to insight into phenomena, to realize the three universal characteristics. Then only you can understand the unreality of form. When you have realized the unreality of form, then you can see beyond form. Means form has got no more power over you. So this is how you're supposed to cultivate. Not the one explained generally by Master Xuan Hua. If you just read that and try to develop the understanding, you cannot penetrate. You cannot realize. So to realize, remember, you have to learn to see form through your mundane mind, through your true mind, the silent mind. Because the three types of seeing, you must develop them. Otherwise, you cannot understand. So only after you can see form, then only you can realize the unreality of form through that silent mind observing, through that insight into phenomena, the awakening. Yeah. Then when you see the unreality of form, then form loses its power. It cannot deceive you anymore. The phenomenal world of form cannot have power over you, then you can see beyond form. And then only you can break free from form delusion. So likewise, when you develop the cultivation, I remember initially when I do it, my mindfulness was so stable, so clear, that I was able to penetrate all this. I can see form, the unreality of form. Then I play with it, I try with it, then I stabilize it. That's why I share with you all. When I open my eye, the whole field of vision created by the seeing consciousness, they arise, they appear. It's creation. One moment exists. Next moment when I close my eye, cease. So I saw all this manifestation. Then the awareness, the mindfulness, develop all the understanding. Then of course, you have to also develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma to cultivate and to develop the spiritual faculties and understand the three evil root leading to the four right effort, then Noble Eightfold Path of everything, Paticca Samuppanna, the dwelling. So all these are essential teachings, and these are Sainthood Way teaching first before we move on to the Bodhisattva Way. That's why after you have break free from the Sainthood Way, then only you can move on to the Bodhisattva Way. And the Bodhisattva Way always start with the four great vows, because I have explained already the four basic vows of Bodhisattva. These are very important vows because you need them to come as Bodhisattvas. Yeah. Then that four basic vows actually support our cultivation and develop all this. Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, with this explanation, now you will know why the Buddha actually start out with the expedient way. So it's just like in the past, I only taught you all the essential Dhamma. Then how to actually cultivate to break free. Yeah? See form, the unreality of form, then see beyond form. Then move on to the mind. Mind also same. See mind, the unreality of mind aggregate. Then see beyond mind. When you see beyond mind, you see truth, you see reality as it is, and you awaken. So that's how cultivation is to be developed. And this one is still just cultivation at the sainthood level. Can be done maybe in a few lifetimes if you are really diligent and good. But the whole of the cultivation of the Bodhisattva Way take aeons, is because after you have developed this, you have to go through the very, very elaborate or what they call extensive cultivation and perfection. That time is no more of just the basic essential Dhamma understanding awakening. That one is you move into life. You develop the four basic vows, the perfection of it, all the ten perfection. Then you expose yourself to all the possibility of existence, evolution of consciousness, world system, and all those things, the mind right, creation and existence. So all these are very, very important. So hopefully today, this sharing, I think you all should pay attention so that you can understand. Okay, we go back. I have to rush through a bit. I think we have to end for second session already. So similarly, sound. You read through, it's just the explanation. Sound means, according to Master Xuan Hua, the commentary, people like to listen to music, to sing, and perhaps even the chippings of the birds, the sound of people talking in pleasant tone. This is to sing and drown the object of sound, drown on the defiling dust of sound. Means you like beautiful voices, music, melody, and all those things. So these are sense data, sense data. But the understanding of it is very important, just like form. These are other aspects of sense data, which are also called form, mental forms. The thing you smell, the taste, the tangible asset. So that one, I leave it to you all to read it up, because I think it's very straightforward. Okay. Thus, people are unable to extricate themselves from the desire of the five sense rhyme. So our five physical senses, the five respectively sensual rhyme, means sensual desire. Those of outside way, Wai Tao, in the direct translation for Mandarin, means the one that don't have the truth, use the fine desire in their teachings, and they do not lead living beings to break free from their attachment to the senses. Therefore, they live in a dark night, sink in confusion, in a stupor, and in the state of dreamlike confusion, and the entire world is pitched dark. When the Buddha appeared in the world, it was as though the sun had started to shine. People were taught not to attach to the fine desire and defiling object of senses. So the text say, O son of wisdom, great honored sage. So this is to explain. Okay, I think we stop here. Okay, before we start our second session, I saw my nephew there, Jing Yan. He's my nephew. Today is his birthday and he is listening. That's why I told Sui Sadhu to you. Yan, jia yu, Sadhu.
thank you.
Okay, now second session. So today, don't worry, we got a lot of people to share. Yeah, Jin Hao, Bolian, and Song, they all just came back from retreat. So we passed the mic to them. So who wants to start first? Brother Song, Sando.
Bertie, 我要 report 这一次的 meditation 的 一个 experience.
Good, Sando.
刚刚一进去的时候 meditate 的时候 during 那个 meditation 可以看到这个 heart 的中间有一个 point 一直很 active Then at the same time 也可以看到自己一直那个 mandi mind 一直要去做 anapana 一直要去 doing 一直要去 doing
okay, okay.
So the moment 你 the moment 一做 anapana 的时候 the next moment 那个东西就 跑掉 then 又在 trying to anapana 所以整个 section 就 anapana 它跑掉 anapana 跑掉 Then after 了那个 session 我出来 Then 我就想 突然间我就 recall 前面几次的那个 talk 有讲到 relaxation Then 我就 所以我就跟我自己讲 Okay, why not just be with it and relax So 后来接下来的每个 section 的每个 meditation 我就是去 aware 那个 point Then 我就是 be with it and relax into it. So the more 一直 relax 进去的时候，哇， 你觉得它这里一直 那个 point 一直在那边 很 它弄到你很不舒服 But一直
Miss you use force. Your thought is there. 你 try to be there. You are not relaxed and there naturally. That's why whenever you feel the lack of peace, means stress, tension, or not happy, not peaceful, not in a relaxed state, means actually the energy has built up already. Means that craving force is there already. That's why that relaxation, 以前我跟你讲很多次了，你 I think many times you were caught in the you always tell me your heart area because you try to be there for your effort is very strong. You try to be there for very long. But that trying to be there is a thought by itself. So 要记得要 relax. Relax means 不要知道，不要去 看它，不要去管它，什么都不要做， just relax, be with it. Means let that nature move with the phenomena. Means the awareness and the phenomena move as one. Then the awareness, which is your true mind, that one is aware. When it's aware, there is no thought, no build-up of energy, no stress, nothing. Next time remember that, then you try again. Then what happened after that?
So 每个 section 我都一直去 relax， 一直 relax into it 哦。So 在第五天的下午，他在 afternoon， 他很像一个 switch，就 off 掉了。
OK。
Then 就the next section the group sitting 的时候，刚开始还有一点那个 jittering mind。Then after that 哦，突然间就整个停掉了，
静下来，
就整个静下来。我觉得怎么没有 jittering mind 了？整个人安静下来了。Then 慢慢的，你的那个 awareness 你可以发现到，怎么那个 Dharma Hall 里面的风扇跟外面的 garden 的虫，
对，
跟那个 highway 的声音，好像没有没有啊，就全部在一起，全部在一起。
It's one with your awareness.
Yeah, 就是可以 aware 到全部是在一起的。So then 我就去观了就在就 observe 那个了。然后过后就那个 highway 有一辆车车它跑很快。
嗯。
然后我就去，它会去很像去过后我是在看书，所以原来是那是 specific specific 的那个 awareness。对。就去 pick up 那个声音，你就是听哇，它是很 magnified 那个声音，很大声，很 clear， 就这样子 zoom 哈，从很远这样子来，然后又去。
对。
Then 就给我看了这两个，一个是 general 的，一个是 specific 的，以后我整个人就静下来了。
嗯。
所以当我一静下来的时候，我发现到要去 maintain 那个 mind 的时候是什么都不要做，就是 silent 跟 aware， 所以他就一直慢慢的一直在 maintain 在那一个 stage， 就是一直在那边。
对，你要放松啊，
对，一直我一直在 relax 里面，一直在 silent
on its own， it become very quiet， very still。 Then there is a sudden shift on when it become very still， then you realize that whole nature inside there is without anything one. What you describe still got the subtle mundane mind at the back trying to do all those things. But when it reaches a state that is completely without the movement of the mundane mind or the thinking mind or the sankara activity or any mind state, that true mind, that true nature,you must realize that. But that one is really the mundane mind totally not there at all. Then your nature that is the awareness nature will actually realize a totally completely different understanding of what that nature is. You have to really relax in it. That's why I say don't try to know. Don't try to even understand or inquire or forget about it, because that one is...After you come out of the meditation, then you can reflect, contemplate, then develop the understanding. But when you are doing it, don't, especially during retreat condition or what, you just relax. But that relaxation is very important. You must relax until like you really like a dead person, completely dead. Then whatever movement inside there is natural. Means,whatever that want to move, you just let it move. No resistance at all. Means all the, like a lot of, when you are totally relaxed, that breath is all different or not. And sometimes it's like one crop suddenly go into very deep relaxation on various phases it will happen on in between.Then you will experience it one. So it's good when you are in a retreat condition, you are able to have this condition to continue to relax into it and don't try to know. You have a tendency to want to know. Actually, that one is still subtle at the back there. Like you want to find out, you want to develop the understanding. That one is still a mind.Even though subtle. So later on, as you develop this awareness base, forget about all those things. Like, 什么都不要知道. Don't try to know, don't try to do. Just how, like you are a dead person. Then continue to let that nature move. When that nature move, you will see a new phase of movement. then it's no more that thing that you have been describing all this while. Well, that one is still the subtle thought behind, which still wants to know. That one still lingering. So once that one no more, then that nature completely manifests. But that one not easy to realize, because that one take a while. You have to go through the stability of awareness until that awareness nature become very stable. Then, as you go through it many times, then you will come to understand how it happened. Like your this one, you would need to wait till the fifth day only for it to break off, because you are still trying everything else. But later on, when you understand, the very moment you go in, you already in that state already, relax and maintain awareness. That's why you look at the way Po Cheng, they all progress, and even Alicia, they are very different. They are not like so intellectual like you, want to know, want to understand, want to like intellectualize all those. They do not. They just follow instruction, they just do. Then they can develop the movement and the understanding is because they trust that nature to do. So that trust is very important. You just relax into it and let it happen. So that part, listen to this sharing again. Then next time you do, you try your very best not to go back to your old way, which is because your character is like that one. You are more analytical, more intellectual. You want to read, study to understand, which is not bad. For a normal cultivator, you start with that, it's good. But after you have like understood the thing already, forget about the thought. The thought will ask a lot of questions. The thought will like come up with a lot of this stuff. That's why in the past, I always tell you, it's again from the thought. It's again from the thought. Because without you knowing it, that thought lingering behind is always asking, why like that, why like that? Because you expect to have that perfect ideal state, no movement, no thought, that there is no such thing. Because that nature, there must be understanding to realize it. When the understanding arises, when everything falls into place, that state will arise by itself. You cannot look for it. You cannot want it. Actually, that one thing is so subtle, you cannot see. Yours is not like the other one that eager to progress. That one, of course, very gross. That one you have gone through. No such thing. But this one is a very subtle one. It's not eager to progress. It's like, it's so subtle, it is still there lingering. Like want to be involved with it and all those things. But when you can break free from that, the experience becomes totally different. That nature becomes totally different. So remember this part. Then when you do, like I always give you those examples, as if you are dead. Dead means what? You cannot arise the thought, the consciousness, because you are dead. Whatever happened, even itchiness, you cannot do anything. But when you go through itchiness or pain or numbness or whatever, or sometimes certain things disturbing you, especially itchiness, because it can condition you into like you want to scratch and want to do something about you, then you see that thought movement, like just now when you say you start the first day, is no different from the normal people. Because you say you want to do anapanasati. This is what the thought tell you, understand? No. Then it run away. Then you want to do again because you want to stabilize it. Understand? What is important is the awareness-based meditation is to trust that nature. Whatever happened, let it be. Then when your awareness is one with it, you realize no need doing one. No thought involved one. That's why it just relax. That nature aware. Aware means not trying to know. Aware means whatever happened, that nature just aware. Finish. away, finish. So whatever movement is just with it, whether it's heartbeat or whatever, or sense data, the imprint or tactile thing, sensation, you just have to understand it. Initially, you have to endure, of course, because there is this battle, like what you go through, and your battle between your thought telling you anapanasati, then it slip off, then you come back. Then the other one is like ichina, the battle between to scratch or not to scratch or to endure. That battle, initially, it will be there. But as a cultivator, we have to go beyond that. Means if we need to endure, we just endure. Endure means what? Not to suppress, you know, not to yarn. No, it's just let it be. Let it be. Then the tactile consciousness, that itchy sensation that we used to label. Why do we label it? You inquire and silent. Then observe. Then see how it disturb you, how it condition you, how it want you to do this, want you to do that. That is the mundane mind, not your true nature. That one, a lot of what they call activity and movement, and that is not your true mind. Always remember, that is the thief that actually create nonsense, create havoc. So forget about that thing prompting you. That is from the thought, the mundane mind. So that one is not the nature. What we are developing is the awareness-based meditation, means to realize that nature. So you just relax, maintain awareness, and let things be as if you are dead, just let it be. Then you realize the awareness and the movement become one at a time. From that gross movement, you will slow down, until it's together with the subtle thing. Even your heart there will not be pain one. Always remember, if there is stress or pain, means wrong already. The thought is there already. The energy is there. When you stay with it, you become very relaxed one. More and more relaxed. More and more soothing. More and more subtle. Until that thing becomes very quiet. Until the awareness and that thing move as one. Then suddenly there is a shift. The whole thing becomes very quiet. Then later on you realize the movement also no more, right? Means that time your true mind is there. Then the true mind that is there, you must be careful. But that one is very near to the mundane mind. The moment you are curious, the thought will come out already. Then it will create activity and movement already. So remember that and do not be deceived by it. Like just now I said, learn to see form. See the unreality of form, then go beyond form. Mind also same. Now, learn to see mind, that movement, that mundane mind that is telling you to do this, do that, and like causing you to stir and all that. That is that mundane mind. When you can see that mundane mind, means the first level is to see form, to see the thinking mind, the mundane mind, the movement of it. Because when you are silent, you observe it. Then after that is to see the unreality. Unreality means what? When you are completely silent, then you realize this movement follows certain dependent originating understanding one. Means, without your views, opinion, conditioning, habitual tendency, all this movement doesn't arise. You understand? That is the first C. Means, you understand that all this comes from your habitual tendency. Your views, your opinion, your condition, your belief system, and your character developed from the past until now. That's why you have to understand, see to understand that this is the condition behind its arising. So how to root it out? To root it out is to see that they are impermanent. They come and they go. They got no power over you. Then why give it power? Why entertain that thing? Why you want to let it do the movement which is thought-based? Forget about it. Then when you start to see the unreality of mind, then only you can see beyond. To see beyond mind, that mundane mind must stop. Must completely cease. That's why the first hallmark of awakening is wu nian. you must do the awareness-based meditation stability to relax and maintain awareness until very stable, until no movement of thought, until that nature is always there, aware, 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 finish, aware, finish. Don't try to know. Yeah. Like you described, when you are one with that thing, where you get excited and you try to know, and a lot of things. Of course, initially you can play, maybe you can try out. But when you are doing it, you experience it enough, silent. Continue to silent. Yeah. Then let it stabilize. Let it stabilize. After it stabilize, you will understand it differently. Yeah. Then when you come out of it, you can contemplate. You can reflect. You see, initially specific phenomenal awareness, you will experience it. Yeah. But the more important one is when you are out of it, your mind is still in sati, means the mind that is in sati can actually see all this in the midst of life. Means physical phenomena, mental phenomena, nature's phenomena, like the moving car, the movement of the tree, your awareness is with it. Means the awareness and the phenomena move as one. Everything is just a movement without thought. Then later on, in that retreat condition or formal meditation, you silence everything and stay with that nature. Then you develop what they call the spacious awareness without a center. And that one is very important. That one, you just let it expand. Like your nature is one with everything. Just let it happen. Once a thought come in, it disrupt the thing already. You have to continue. Then when you go through that, when the thought completely cease, when you are able to be one with that whole environment or nature, then your understanding will suddenly shift. Then you understand what that thing is. Okay? So move away from the knowing, move away from the thought. That one is very important because you have been going around there for quite a while. So at least this time you report, I can get to know better about where you still need to work on so that you can move beyond all this. It's not to say you don't know how to like break free. You are still not clear because you still have a lot of your old way, your old habitual way that actually come back and do all those things without you realizing it. And so they are very subtle one. They are very subtle. So don't worry about like normal people. Ayo, how come I still cannot get? The moment you start that one, the thought active again. Forget about it. Because the nature is the nature. When you realize it, you will understand it. Before you realize it, it's like that one. So learn to silence more and more. Understand not? Realize that. Then you can continue with your description. You go back, you listen to it. Then after that, what happened?
然后我就整个的 section 就一直在 maintain 在那个 silent。过后but brother, 我过后、哦、after 这个 section 呢我出来我 on the way 回房间的时候半路、哦、里面一个 click,、哦、then 我的那个 form and mind realize that 他 understand who you are, then,我在想这是我的、
No, when it happened, because normally the mundane mind quickly link it to your understanding. Because that realization actually, later on you will come to know, is very different. Because you have a lot of this intellecting behind that. Because after you develop the meditation,you tend to read and develop a lot of what they call the so-called intellectual understanding. Understand not? You want to like understand it clearly. That one is not a problem. You can reflect, contemplate, and understand. But always remember, the moment you contemplate, reflect, or when you silence your mind, you insight and awaken, you don't have to remember one. Understand or not? I think your problem is you try to remember it. Understand or not? Then you try to relate it back. When something happened, like you say, click or whatever, then you think it's that already. Means you are moving too fast. Because that thing is very different. But when that thing awakens, if you don't have anything on, you didn't do all this, then you didn't have the theory or whatever behind. The normal people, they do. Suddenly that thing happened, that is suddenly linked to all this one. Means he hasn't contemplated and reflect on it one. They don't have any idea of what this thing is or not. But suddenly, that nature, after it awakened, it starts to understand. Then the word starts to become clear one. That one is the real one. Understand? For you, I think you have been too long in the understanding part already. Then you try to preempt it, like relate it to all this type of thing. That's why I realize your description, you like to say, like suddenly click and like you understand, which is true at that time when it first time happened or initially before you develop all those more intellectual understanding. But later on, when you understand too much already, then all this one, actually without you knowing, is stored up in your memory. Then this memory, they always try to link back to your meditation. No? That is the danger. That's why the memory is a memory. Just leave it. Forget about it. And always tell yourself, whatever you have realized or understood through contemplation or the silent mind, the direct, no need to remember. No need to remember. Forget about it. No need to remember. Just let it be. Then you continue to without reliance on any textbook or any memory of what that thing is, then you continue your cultivation. I remember at one stage, I don't want to read anything. I don't want to remember anything. I just continue to do. Then I realized later on, the understanding is direct from inside on. When I hear something, question or whatever, or when people say something, especially when I start to teach, I realize I can answer direct one, spontaneous. I no need to remember. Sometimes I forgot the word, but no problem, because the word is not that thing, but that thing that nature will know. So sometimes that's why I ask you, what is that word? So like sometimes I described before already, I will know that there is a word that I use very correctly or appropriately, but I cannot recall. So it's not a problem. No memory of it is actually a good thing. But the understanding from inside will manifest and let you develop the understanding. So that part, you slowly understand it, clear it. Then when you do all this type of awareness-based meditation, again, don't try to know. Relax. Means be with it. The be with it, you have not done it very well like Kok Lun Deo. Kok Lun Deo, he's very good. He can just relax into it and stay with that thing. So that one, you need to spend some time doing it. So when you start to do that, you realize all your so-called pain or uncomfortable at the heart area, because you always go there, I realize. Because you must know the thought, because it's not a pure awareness in a relaxed state, so it becomes a thought. The thought that want to be there will create energy on. Wherever you put your mind, the thought, which is energy, will cause the energy to be loud. That's why it make you uncomfortable, like very tired. When you relax and silent without thought, two different things. But very difficult to differentiate anything. But your old way, your habitual way, your character, you have been using that. The one thing to know, the subtle behind one, is making you do that. That's why you like to stay there and all those things. So remember, if it's giving you the tightness, the stress, or whatever uncomfortable feeling, means wrong already. You overdo it already. Means that thought is there already. The real one is relax, maintain awareness. Means the awareness initially is aware, finish, aware, finish. Then after a while, all of a sudden, all this slow down until it's just the awareness. Awareness. Then the senses, hardly any arise. Even it arise, very fast, it gone. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. And this one become like shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Then until later on, no more movement. Until the awareness is just aware. Whatever activity and movement, the awareness is just aware. Is no longer drawn into anything, then the thinking cannot start on now. Oh, because when you are stable already, that thing is just there. Yeah. You want to know, you can know, but it doesn't want to know, it just stay there. Yeah. So that stability of it, you need to do it. Okay? Yeah. Then you continue. Yeah, continue. You haven't finished any.
Yeah. 我过后的啊的，就是过了这个 session，我才开始的啊 realize 啦，怎样开始知道怎样要去 relax
啊，
所以就每个 section 我就一直在的一直在做，
啊，
所以刚才 Brad 就你的 explanation 就给了
啊，给你 more understand because 你去 relax actually without you knowing it is not relax because the thought is still there， 比如你的那个好奇心啊。Very strong, so forget about all those things. You just like 放松了啊 like 你一个死人啊 like a dead body 啊 cannot respond that time, cannot respond me, cannot know, cannot do anything, 死掉了嘛 even 人家怎样弄你啊 whatever sensation arise, the mind that is active will stir, will react.But you have to be in a state like reminding yourself you are dead. You are dead means no matter how itchy or whatever that thing is disturbing you, you just maintain awareness. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Until the whole thing stabilizes. Until like you have to endure through, especially itchiness. I remember last time I was tested also.It keep on coming on the face. Most of the time it's on the face. Wow. It makes you feel very itchy. Then if you force yourself to relax, no use. Because the thing will peel out. Then I just stay with it, relax, and be with it. And then I realize when my sati goes in, it cease. And then after that, it quiet down. It's just like the 6R. The first thing is to recognize. That's enough.Recognize that the mind has actually like drawn away by something. It can be a pain or itchiness or a thought, means lost in thought, means a distraction. They call it distraction. Recognize that the distraction has happened. Then what you do is after you recognize, you relax into that thing. Whatever thatcause the mind to distract. It may distract to a pain, a itchiness, or a tightness, or a thought. Relax into it. Then they say, after you relax, you re-smile. After you re-smile, actually that smiling is to make you relax without thought. Then you return. Return to do what? They say anapanasati again. That one is because they don't know how to...develop the free mind. That's why they have to go back to anapanasati. Then they repeat the whole cycle. So for your case, you like aware, finish, means don't try to know, don't try to follow, don't try to do anything. Just be with it. Be with it is very good actually. That the whole awareness stay with it. like you don't resist, 就好像打太极啊 ，don't resist， 他怎样摇你，你跟着他跑，能上了 ，follow， that sensation that whatever itchiness or what， you just stay with it， even the uncomfortable and the hard， you just stay with it， don't try to do anything， then you realize it become very quiet， very still， then the whole area relief， no more stress， nothing， you're without thought。There is no duality. There is no conditioning, no movement, no mundane activity, nothing. Then the true mind return. When the true mind return, it's just tranquility, stillness, awareness, that nature, perfect, still and tranquil. Keep on doing it until it become very stable, until it become a part of you, until throughout the day, anytime, anywhere, like,you want to rest, you just lie down. I remember that time, I was very good in resting. No matter how tired I am, I just relax, I lie down, I silent, I recover very fast. Because I allow the body to rest, then the nature take over and it will heal me. Yeah. So all this, during the early days of my cultivation, I develop it, then I understand it,then I develop the ability to be aware of it. Like this whole body, it is like, 你放松到啊，它很松的，松到啊 ，like 没有人在里面 to control it or resist or do it. Whatever happen, it just happen. Then sometimes it become like very relaxed. 你觉得得到的 ，like it become very, it slowly move to its natural most relaxed state. It will happen by itself.你没有去 resist 它，它就是 relax 了，你就放松就对了，So that one is you have to train, you have to train. I remember I went to it myself many many time, many many round until I become very familiar with it, very good at it. Then I develop the stability of it. That's why now you want me to relax or what? I very fast on.I just silent everything. Then it happened already. Then to be in that state, even I think Alicia, they can do it already. When you are completely relaxed and aware, the awareness actually will come very fast. So you have to develop that. Once you develop that, you will progress very fast. Then you will understand things very fast. Because your intellectGo ahead. The awareness is not keeping pace. Understand? You remember in the early day, I used to say, awareness and wisdom must move hand in hand. Yeah. So your intellect, which is not the full wisdom yet. Yeah. So even the wisdom, like what happened is before I met my last guy, I already have the wisdom.But my wisdom was way ahead of my awareness-based meditation. But I didn't do this. I haven't detected the gateway. Then when he showed me the gateway, I continued to relax and stabilize my awareness. Once I stabilize my awareness, your case will be the same. Because the wisdom part I already done. Then when this one manifests, I understand very fast or no. And I move very fast or no. So yours is something...And that because not balanced, the awareness not stable. So the understanding and the intellect, you are actually ahead. But without the stability of the awareness, your awareness don't keep pace, the more refined wisdom cannot surface. That one understanding that you have earlier on is enough for the sainthood way.Enough. But to actually develop the deeper understanding of awareness base, you must relax and develop the stability of awareness so that these two move hand in hand. And when it move hand in hand, the wisdom will have the ability to suddenly rise to the occasion. But when your awareness develop, keep pace, then this wisdom also go up on very fast on. Because when you already develop one, the other one you haven't developed, you have to slow down that one and move this one. Then when you move until both are almost there, remember, then it stabilizes, everything stabilizes. Then the understanding becomes very deep. Then you keep on understanding one. The nature keep on unfolding. So be patient. It will happen, but be patient. The awareness must keep pace. Okay?
Sadhu Baradio, 非常清楚。
很重要这个。
没有，因为我这一次做到，但是我不 stable， 所以我就每一天还在那一边一直去。
Because 你那个 subtle mind 啊，the eager to know and all those things 啊，the inquisitive type of mind 啊，that one 啊 lingering there， 那个不停啊，你的 awareness cannot go on。Your awareness can only go out when there is no thought, 无念。The 无念, you will realize it, but you haven't perfected it. Understand? So after you perfect it, then the 无相, you will move very fast. Because the 无念, if you have not stabilized and perfect it, the 无相, take a while. You may have the intellect understanding and some form of contemplative wisdom or non-self and all those things. 那个 three type of 无相啊，无众生相，无你我相，无那个whatever 啦 ，external whatever, no mark of a self cultivating, no mark of others.No mark of Dhamma, no mark of nature, no mark of everything within nature. 那个相 you cannot penetrate that one without the stable awareness. To have the stable awareness, the first hallmark of 无念, you must really stabilize it. Stabilize and develop that nature.The 无念 nature means stay with the true mind, stay with the awareness until very, very clear. Then the 无相, you will take off already. You will take off. Then later on, the mundane mind will collapse. Then no dwelling, 无住. So all this will happen. That's why Hui Ding, the three hallmarks, they are all connected. Okay? And they summarize. See, 还有什么?
没有，最主要就是这一个。我这一次去的cultivation，就是去一次去stabilize 它。但我也看到了很多的东西。但不刚才 Brad 你一 explain 了以后，我就明白了，
yeah,
我就全部就明白了。
你就知道你被它 block 到在哪里。因为那个 very subtle， 那个 for your case 啊，I think 前世引来的，你的 habitual tendency， 你的 character。你是那种你 you study in that way one, you cultivate in that way, 也是他会捉你的。And 你以前也是有那些 coming part, where you develop that the other type of meditation, 那些也影响到你。But whatever it is, you can break free one. Based on the understanding now, you continue to relax until the mind really no thought, 无念。Then you will break free already. And then after that, you will progress very fast. Then you will understand what awareness base is. Then 你就好像普星他们very relaxed, and even Alicia 他们then even I think Amy also can do. You become very relaxed. Very like, you smile a lot. And 你 like, 很很开心就对了，很开心。That can earn a lot of gratitude and all those things. Then you will start to understand the more and more profound subtle dhamma. Good.
Sadhu Baradio.
Sadhu. 还有什么要 summarize 起来吗 ？Final 没有啊？好 ，OK。Good. Let us rejoice with the good sharing in the condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.Okay, we should end already, 10:32. Okay, let us share merits. Akasata cha bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Lokasasana Itawata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabasampati Siddhiya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Devo Vasatu Kalena Sasa Sampati Hetu Cha Vito Bhavatu Loko Cha Raja Bhavatu Dhammiko Imena Punyang Kamena Mame Bala Samagamo Satang Samagamo Hotu Yava Nivana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.